I don't know what I my own self am made out of, because just about every day I find out that I'm made out of something new, like time its own self is. You could just take a handful of these things you call days and weeks, and things you say are months. Hold them in your hand like this, blow them up into the air like a feather out of old Aunt Rhoda's pillow. No matter how I dress up or undress, I am naked. The best and juiciest of humanly truths are naked truths. I feel the same way you feel about my naked places. None of my places feel their real best until I get them uncovered, unhid, stripped down naked. And my most naked thoughts are always laid flat on my back, on the beds of leaving leaves and grass, counting the tree buds with my hands and the night stars. You use ribbon and lace to pull me towards you, and I'll use every trick of shadow and shading to pull you closer towards me. Your face is already lifted towards the sky, and its light makes me wild and crazy for the taste of you. Your hips can't make a motion which I can say I hate. Your blood can't run in a way which I will stop and send back. Your legs can't open in a way that I will. Your thighs can't move in a way that I would lock up behind bars. I love to see you wiggle your patch of hairs in every kind of design, pattern, roll, sway, and twitch. I see and taste no sweat, morons, than the drops you have enjoyed between your thighs. Your face looks at its proudest, its finest and gladdest, isn't it? As you do roll here like I roll. This look, this half smile across your face, this very minute your hair shaking above my eyes, makes me feel like a lost man getting found.
Like I smile.